Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Monia Shokri.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. So you're here in the clothes and existential angst of Emma Peters,
exactly.
Or Emma Peters,
yeah.
The protagonist of the homonymous film by Nicole Palo. Let's start from the very inception of your adventure. So when you received the script, or maybe Nicole came and knocked at your door and was like, I want you to be Emma.
Yeah, it's not exactly what happened. Actually, I worked with another director, a Belgian director called David Lambert. I did a movie with him a few years ago, and I think he helped Nicole on the script. And then he sent me the script, and he was like, do you think it's something that would be interesting to do? I mean, he was offering me the part. So I wrote it. I read the script, and then I met Nicole, mm-hmm. and we had like a... almost a year and a half before we shot the movie.
Oh, right. So it's within this a year and a half, you met several times to build the character. What was your relationship
to... Well, she was in Belgium and I was in Montreal, so we kept a connection with the new way of communication right now. So Skype and stuff. And we had a lot of discussion. And then she came to Montreal. We met. And I went to Paris and blah, blah, blah. So we had a few, several moments together. And we've talked about the script and the character. So we had a lot of time to build this mm-hmm. character, special character.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very, very special character that also allows you, from an actor perspective, to really spatiate, and, you know, both following Nicole's guidelines, of course, but at the same time, maybe bringing something that is yours, or you wanted to kind of get this sort of little accents within the character. Does that happen to you as well, or you wanted to just stick to what you discussed with Nicole? What kind of input you maybe brought to give this sort of like more depth to Emma?
I think at the beginning, Emma was a little bit more, I won't say light, but she was kind of childish in a way. And I wanted her to be more severe. The difference between the beginning and the end was very clear. And so I've put a lot of a rough character mm-hmm. in a way in Emma. I wanted her to be like more difficult to get close to, like a cat. Like she had a cat, and she's like a cat, you know. She's difficult to reach.
Mm-hmm. There's something about Emma's body in a way. It's sort of like the struggle within it, but it's always very uncomposed. And I wonder if you worked almost like it's physical theater to bring the character up, because you have this sort of tension constantly. It's not just an existential cerebral tension.
Yeah, it's very physical.
Exactly.
But we didn't talk about it so much. I think it's a thing that I bring, like, I don't know how, but it was pretty unconscious, like, mm-hmm. but it was because of her mind, of course, but it wasn't very on purpose, I would say.
And the relationship, you know, the work that you did with the character, you know, of Alex Bodard, so you have Emma Peters, how did you manage to create this sort of like constant, let's call it almost a classical comedic sketch, you know, mm-hmm. with the two tensions. But at the same time, there's another a layer of like the need between these two people to find something together. So did you, for example, meet with the other actor a lot of times? Once again, I'm really interested to see the development of this Emma, because Emma is the universe that whereby we are witnessing the whole struggle towards death or life.
Yeah, we didn't have so much time to rehearse because I was very busy in the last year, and it was the same for Fabrice, who's playing Alex Bodard. But we've met, but we didn't know. I mean, we were trying. It was actually very nice that we didn't meet so much because we had this. We didn't have this intimacy at the beginning, so there was something very awkward between us. And I think it was very convenient for the movie that
sure.
It depends on the movie. For this movie, I think it's a good idea that we didn't have so much to chit-chat and rehearse.
I mean, the story of Emma is really unique, but at the same time, it was sort of like a breath of fresh air to watch. What are you, you know, now the film is finished, it's here in Giornata di Autori, wonderful reception. What are you walking away from with this project, you know, that really stays with you, from Emma or from the experience of Nicole? You can say whatever you want.
Well, I think it's always a journey. You know, mm-hmm. a movie, you never know what's going to happen. You never know going to let in you.
Mm.
There's something that I don't really know yet. But of course, it was a great experience for me. And it was one of my... I mean, this year I did 5 movies, but in these 5 movies, I experimented for the first time to be leading in parts. You know, I always shared part with people. You know, I was leading stuff, but always with like in Heartbeats from Xavier Dolan, I was like sharing my part with Xavier and stuff like that. So it was the first time for me to experiment to leading a movie. So it was very interesting and very I learned a lot through this movie and this year. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you again in the next movie. Thank you so much, Monia.
Thank you so much.
For being here with us at Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.